another one of the inductees to the class of 2023, a name synonymous with football at Greenville High School, Westminster College, Andy Blatt. And Andy, first off, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's an honor to be here.
I know it's got to be a little surreal that after all you've done, now you're being honored for that here this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put it in words right now. So like I said, it still feels a little bit strange because I feel like I'm not just representing myself. I feel like it's like all the teammates, all the people that went through it. But I'm happy to represent those guys.
You were blessed to play at two schools, Greenville and Westminster, that had great tradition and great coaches.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, the stability with, you know, having good coaches. I mean, not just for practices and during games, but like even off the field too. I mean, still good friends to this day. So it's great traditions. It worked out very well.
You played for Bob Stone. Tell us a little story about Bob Stone.
Let's see. Which one do I go to here?
what made him unique?
Yeah. So I think one of my favorite things is where you go up to coach, and like maybe he doesn't want me to say this, but you go up to coach, this hurts. He goes, put ice on it. You know, that's all that mattered. It was ice on it. And then it was like, well, it hurts when I do this. Well, don't do that. You know, that was pretty much a say, and then get back out there and play. So it was, he was good. He was fair, but he was tough. I mean, it made it really competitive and made it, you know, a lot of fun, even though, like I said, it's those games get tough out there.
You had a lot of success running the football. What was the key to being a great running back?
You know, I hope this doesn't sound like cliche, but I mean, literally, I think the whole team, the way it works, I mean, the linemen doing their job, I mean, them having trust in me, and then me having trust, you know, the faith in them. I mean, it's just, sometimes things just work. Things just click. It's like, you know, you look at the team, like, I think we were a small team my senior year, and people didn't expect a whole lot from Greenville, I think, that year, and then you're surprised, and sometimes it's just like, you know, the team and how everybody works together and how everybody plays together and how you play for each other is a big help.
Who was the best player you ever had to play against?
Oh, play against. Well, so there's quite a few. You know, one of them might have been, this would be in high school?
Could be either, yeah.
In high school? So I know when we played Meadville, they had three running backs, not just one, not two, but they had three running backs back there that each one could take it to the house or run someone over. So I'd say the most intimidating and the toughest that we had to play against was Meadville. I mean, we were fortunate to even win the game that we played against them. It was just one of those, I don't know if it's a fluke game, but they were very intimidating to come in. So it was a tough game, but they were definitely well known.
Who was the... what was the biggest moment of your career at the high school level? Is there a game that stands out to this day?
So there's a, you know, it's funny, as I guess as an athlete, I have more memories of like the plays that I missed that I didn't do right than the ones that I did. Like usually it's like my wife telling me like, hey, do you know you did this that last game? I'm like, I don't remember that. It's like, you know, kind of like when you're on the field, it goes silent. I'd say, like, after the fact knowing, it might be the playoff game. I guess I had six touchdowns, and I think one was, like, a punt return. And I do remember the one play where my coach said, hey, they're overloading the side. As soon as they see you go one way, you may want to think about reversing the field. And this was Coach Herrick back then. And so wouldn't you know, a play happened where everybody overloaded. I turned around, and I think I went about 20 yards back. And people were probably putting their, you know, hands on their head wondering. And it made it all the way to the other side and ended up scoring a touchdown. So I do remember that one quite vividly.
Now, you said you remember the negative moments. What was the worst moment of your high school career?
In high school, one of the big ones, obviously, is fourth and five against Hickory in the playoffs and getting three. So I'll remember that one for the longest time, too. So, and there was another play where that also, you know, there's two of them from high school, especially, where there was an interception. We were playing, I believe it was Franklin we were playing. There was an interception by their team, and I was trying to chase after the guy, and my foot went into like a little divot. And then I never had a chance to try to catch him again. It was one of those where we knew that guy was really fast, and I wanted to catch him. It was one of those where you just kind of like felt like you could. And so I always remember those two plays, especially in high school.
You carried the ball a lot in your day. Was there ever a moment you're like, wow, I'm sore, I'm tired, maybe give the ball to somebody else?
No. So I think when you're young, you feel like you just go forever. So if you talk to Craig Thurber, our one fullback in high school, he used to always say, like, he always took his breaks when he had to block. So it's like, not true. I just wasn't a great blocker. But, no, it was, I think when you're young, you just want the ball and you feel fresh almost every play. So I think I was happy it was kind of more of a running tack. I would never complain about that.
And you were happy, obviously, to go to Westminster and had a great career there. What was the difference here at Westminster? What made you and your team so successful?
I think it was, like you talked about before, about two great programs. I mean, the players that I played for were great. I mean, the from the line to the receivers to the quarterback, we always had this competition yet supportive atmosphere for each other. And I think it was just a great group of guys that came together. And it worked really well. Everybody played for each other. I don't think anybody really played for themselves, which, you know, it's rare. I mean, it's like a team sport. You have a lot of guys out there. And it really was a team effort.
The game has changed, hasn't it, since you played, especially offensively?
Yes, yes. I don't like all the passing they do nowadays. So I used to joke that every time I'd take a play in, I'd switch it to a running play. But, yeah, I mean, the plays are definitely a lot more dynamic. There's a lot more trickery. I think it's a lot much harder on the defenses now. But, yeah, definitely a lot different.
Andy Blatt, tell us about what you're doing now for a living and your family.
Yeah, so married for 22 years, met my wife at Westminster, and we have two boys. So the oldest, Aiden, he's a freshman at Westminster College playing soccer, and my youngest is a freshman at Central Catholic in Pittsburgh who's playing football, and also, I believe, track and maybe basketball. But we've been together, I think, I forget how many years now. I think my wife and I have known each other longer now than we have when we didn't know each other previously. So it's just beautiful. It's a great. I mean, it's family's probably the biggest thing, and it's been a blessing.
Where do you live at, and what do you do for a living?
So I live down in 84 Pennsylvania, down in Canonsburg area. So I know that's a big wrestling school too.
Yeah.
And I work at a company called Centimark. It's an industrial roofing and flooring company.
So Andy Blatt, congratulations. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm sure you're gonna have a great time. Remembering some of your moments and meeting with some of the great Hall of Famers this weekend.
Oh, it's so far it's a blast. So I definitely think it's going to be a great time. So thank you very much.